Welcome to Rethink, the podcast that empowers you to challenge your existing beliefs and embrace new, more productive ways of thinking. Here at Rethink, we believe that the key to self-fulfillment lies in shattering old thought patterns and adopting new mindsets that support personal growth and empowerment. With expert guests and thought leaders from a wide range of fields, we explore strategies and insights that can help you achieve success and fulfillment in all areas of your life. From relationships to career, business ownership, and health, you are the source of your own success. We're just here to help you tap into your true potential and create a brighter future. So join us on the journey of personal growth and empowerment, and let's rethink what's possible for our lives. Unleashing your creativity. Unleashing your creativity. That's our discussion point for the next five podcasts. What does it look like when you really unleash your creativity? You think about where we started off 2024. We were talking about reinvigorating ourselves, recreating ourselves, and getting the best out of 2024. That had to do with 31 days to a new beginning. And then we went from there into discussing deep work concepts and conceptually becoming the best versions of ourselves. Not conceptually, but actually becoming the best parts of ourselves, but embodying and embracing the practices that are going to take us to that level. Doing that, I started thinking, you know what? What about our creativity? What happens when, what's the next step? What's the next step? And what happens when that next step is creativity? How do we unleash our creativity? How do we think outside of the box? How do we present ourselves in a unconventional, but more powerful, more structured, and a more productive way? So that's what we're talking about. And that's why we're talking about it today. So you reach Rethink Podcast. My name is Kelly. If this is your first time, welcome in. Old timers, thank you guys so much for continuing to share, like, and subscribe. If you're new to the podcast, go ahead and subscribe today so you don't forget who we are and where we are. But yeah, we're going to rock and roll, buddy, because I am pretty excited about this concept idea. As a content creator, I think you're going to find this information very, very informative, very supportive, and hopefully inspiring. Hopefully inspiring. Not just if you're a content creator, but particularly if you are, even if you're an entrepreneur or someone that's looking to be creative in your work processes. How do I offer my product to my customer in a different way? How do I, motivate my team if I'm a manager or director? How do I motivate my team at work to be able to get better results? How do I do that? How do I unleash my own creativity, and how do I help others do the same thing? So the next 5 days, we're going to be talking about that. And today we're going to start off by discussing the importance of creative routines. And we're going to talk about some creative routines of visionaries. People in the past have used habits, daily habits, rituals, routines, and they're renowned creatives, innovators, and visionaries. What did they do? How did they do it? And maybe we can pick up some things from what has already been done. Because, why reinvent the wheel? We do rethink things in different ways here. But also, if there's something that works and you haven't really thought about it or you don't know about it, that's the same as a new idea for you. So we're going to dive into very unconventional practices that have been fueled through the creative process and successfully, I may add. So what we want to do is just, kind of relax and allow ourselves to embrace some, without judgment, some ideas, some routines that could promote deeper thought, more creativity. We're going to start off today talking about creative routines and visionaries. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about unlocking creative blocks. Again, if you're a content creator, you run into this situation. I see a lot of folks online. I watch a lot of YouTube. I obviously am a content creator, and this has happened to me in the past. Sometimes you're going along, man, and the ideas are just rocking and rolling. But then other days, you're like, God, is my audience going to be interested in this at all? Or maybe you get to the point where you say, what am I going to talk about tomorrow? You know, what am I going to record next week? What am I going to shoot? You know, I see YouTubers run into this all the time. And so you're trying to remain relevant and you want to be entertaining. But how do you, if you have blocks, how do you unlock creative blocks? The day after that, we're going to talk about embracing chaos, finding creativity in uncertainty. There's a lot to be said about uncertainty, and I'm really looking forward to that show because life happens in uncertainty. That's how creation happens. And really, some of the best results you get, you're not looking for it. You can't anticipate it. You never saw it coming this way. That's uncertainty. We fight so much against uncertainty in the gray areas, but that's really where life, the best parts of life are. After that, we're going to talk about mindful creativity, cultivating presence and inspiration. And then lastly, we'll end up Friday talking about creativity in action, turning ideas into impact, All right, so that's what our week looks like. We're going to start off today with creative routines of visionaries. So let's talk about how creative routines can reinvigorate the creative process. There are a number of ways that creative routines, let's slow down for a second and let's hear what I'm saying. Creative routines, things that generate your creativity. So you may have a routine for your health, which will require maybe your diet. Okay, so you have a certain type of food you eat and you eat it at certain times. Or you have a creative routine for your health, your body. So maybe you're working out in a certain way at a certain time of day. And so you can see and you know the benefits of those particular routines. But today, how do we create a routine that promotes creativity and then reinvigorates the creative process? Well, first of all, creative routines can reinvigorate the creative process in a few different ways. Number one is structure and consistency. The key word here is routine. I actually was having this conversation the other day about consistency and routines and the importance of it. A consistent routine has so much value, but it's underappreciated because it doesn't have all the bells and whistles and you don't see immediate impact. So a person who's lost a considerable amount of weight, I think, would agree. I'm not that person, but I'm assuming, would agree with me because all the weight didn't come off on day one. All the weight didn't come off on day 10 or day 21 or 101. But after year one or after year two, one and a half, the person starts to see not only change, but significant change. But it came in incremental amounts because that person was consistent with their routines. If you're consistent with your daily routines, you could probably attest to it as well. I can tell you from exercise, from meditation, from relationship, being consistent with my children, being consistent with my wife, what the payoff has been years later. Consistency, consistency, consistency. So the first thing is structure and consistency. Establish a regular creative routine. It can provide structure and consistency to the creative process. By dedicating specific time slots or rituals to create work, individuals can develop a habit of creativity, making it easier to engage in the process regularly. So in other words, if you do it, the more often you do it, more than likely the better you do it, the better you do it, the better results you'll get, and the more you'll want to do it. But it all starts with consistently doing it, whatever it is. Second thing that can happen is it can stimulate your imagination. And we are, in a word, imagination. If you are a student of Neville Goddard like I am, it's hard to get around the idea that we're anything other than imagination, because there's not a thing that was not first a thought or an image in our minds, or in other words, imagination. We're all made up of this one word, imagination. So engaging in creative routines, this can stimulate the imagination and it can spark new ideas, but you have to do it consistently. The next thing we can do is overcome the creative blocks. We can enhance focus and concentration. And then lastly, which is what we all want, we want to increase our productivity and our output. By establishing a structured routine, we can improve our focus and concentration during our creative work time by just increasing and establishing these routines. So let's talk about this. I've got a couple examples here of people that you may or may not know. I'm going to give you some background on what their creative routines were. These were, you know, relatively well-known celebrities, people who are very successful in their fields, but you may be surprised to know what their daily routines were. So let's start off at the beginning. Haruki Murakami, M-U-R-A-K-A-M-I. So our first visionary is the renowned Japanese author Haruki Murakami. And I apologize if I'm mispronouncing. I've been practicing a lot. So Murakami would wake every morning at 4 a.m. He would brew a pot of coffee, and he spends the next 5 to 6 hours writing in solitude. Writing in solitude, the next 5 or 6 hours, he believes in a powerful routine to cultivate his discipline and focus, allowing him to tap into the depths of his creativity. Now, he is known for such novels as The Norwegian Wood and Kafka on the Shore. This is Haruki Murakami. Example number two, Maya Angelou, yet another writer. She's very iconic, an American poet and an author, Maya. Creative routine is centered around the act of writing in longhand. She famously rented a hotel room where she would go every morning carrying only a legal pad and a bottle of sherry. Yes, sherry. In this quiet sanctuary, Angelou would immerse herself in her thoughts and emotions, crafting powerful poems and in autobiographical works. Her dedication to her writing practice, it allowed her to channel her experiences and insights into timeless literary masterpieces, including I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Again, this is Maya Angelou. These are creative processes. Now, maybe you knew these or you didn't. I didn't know any of these. The next one is Nikola Tesla. Turning to the realm of science, we encountered this brilliant inventor, Nikola Tesla. Tesla's creative routine was driven by his unwavering commitment to experimentation and, of course, visualization. He would often spend hours in his laboratory, meticulously sketching designs and conducting experiments in his mind before translating them into reality. Tesla's ability to harness the power of his imagination and intuition led to groundbreaking innovations such as altering current electricity and the Tesla coil, reinventing the world of technology. Again, that's Nikola Tesla. Next up is Agatha Christie. In the realm of mystery and suspense with this legendary crime writer, Christie's creative routine was a methodical one. It's as methodical as her detective plots. She would seclude herself in a room with minimal distractions, surrounded by her typewriter, her notebooks, and a pot of tea. Christie believed in the importance of structure and planning, meticulously plotting out the twists and the turns of her mysteries before diving into the writing process. Her disciplined approach to storytelling resulted in a prolific career spanning over 60 detective novels, making her one of the best-selling authors of all time. And then lastly is Salvador Dali. We're going to venture into the surreal and the eccentric world of Spanish artist Salvador Dali. Dali's creative routine was anything but conventional. He would often induce a state of semi-consciousness through the techniques such as sleeping with a key or hypnagogic naps, allowing his mind to wander freely and tap into the realm of dreams and subconscious imagery. Dali's surrealistic paintings, characterized by melting clots and distorted figures, were a reflection of his ability to access the depth of his psyche and unleash his innermost fantasies onto the canvas. These are just some examples. I wanted to give you some examples of unconventional, creative, yet effective routines that people, you know, currently and in the past have undergone in order to hone their craft, increase their creativity. And I hope so to kind of let you know that whatever it takes and whatever your deal is, it's okay. It's absolutely okay if it works for you. There are five benefits of creative routines, okay? Five benefits of creative routines, and we're going to go through them really quickly here. And I'm going to encourage you to begin to think about what works for you. What works for you? It's not going to be a one size fits all sort of deal. And depending on what your area of concentration is, what it is you're trying to accomplish. What it is you're trying to accomplish. We went over writers, we went over artists, we went over scientists. What is it that you're doing and what could reinvigorate or sustain your creative process? Here's some benefits. We're talking about cultivating discipline and focus. Cultivating discipline and focus. Establishing a consistent routine, you can train your mind to focus deeply on creative tasks, leading to increased productivity and a clarity of thought. So if you want to reinvigorate your creative process, whatever that process is, just know that cultivating discipline and focus is going to be part of it. One, you have to remain consistent. The consistency is the key. Here's an example. Let me just give you an example. How about that? Adapting a daily writing routine. If you're a writer, if you're a content creator, adapting a daily writing routine, which most of us should be doing anyway because we were talking about journaling on the channel already. Adapting a daily writing routine similar to Murakami's, you can cultivate discipline and focus in your creative pursuits. Setting aside dedicated time each day to write. Now, Murakami did 5 to 6 hours secluded, uninterrupted. I'm not suggesting you do that unless it's something you can do. Even if it's just for a short period of time, this helps to train your brain to enter a state of deep focus. We've been talking about deep work. We're talking about deep focus. You're familiar with this. Deep focus and concentration. What does that do? It makes it easier to overcome distractions and procrastination. The more you write, the more you're able to write. Again, the key here is consistency. So number two, unlocking inspiration and imagination. Well, rituals and routines can serve as catalysts for creativity, provides a structured framework within your imagination, and it helps you to flourish and to bring in new ideas. Okay, we're all looking for new innovative ideas. Here's an example. Maya Angelou's practice of writing in longhand in a serene environment could for her unlock inspiration and imagination. Could do for you as well. By disconnecting from the digital distractions and immersing yourself in the set of in the act of writing by hand, as opposed to on a typewriter, as opposed to on your computer, just writing by hand, you could create a space for your thoughts. It is very different writing, you know, freehand as opposed to typing on a computer. You know, I journal and I'm telling you that because I know. So it's different. It can create a space for your thoughts and ideas to flow freely, leading to moments of insight and creativity. I find sometimes when I am journaling, when I am writing, sometimes my thoughts come so quickly, I can't keep up and my penmanship suffers because I'm trying to keep up with my thoughts and not lose them. Unlocking inspiration and imagination. So number three, enhancing productivity and efficiency. Creative routines help streamline your workflow and they eliminate distractions, allowing you to make the most of your time and your energy. Here's an example. Nikola Tesla's meticulous approach to experimentation and visualization enhanced productivity and efficiency for him. So by adopting a structured approach to problem solving and innovation, you can streamline your workflow and it may make it better use of your time and your resources, leading to more efficient and effective outcomes. Streamline your workflow can help you to, you know, restructure your time, make better use of your time and also your resources. This is a structured approach to problem solving and innovation. Streamline your workflow. Number four is fostering self-expression and authenticity. By committing to a regular creative practice or routine, you can cultivate a deeper sense of self-awareness and express your unique voice and perspective with confidence. Here's an example. Agatha Christie's disciplined approach to plotting and writing her mysteries fostered self-expression and authenticity within her. So by embracing structure and planning in your creative process, you can clarify your ideas and communicate them more effectively. This can allow you to unleash this unique voice and perspective with more confidence. Okay? Lastly, sustaining long-term creativity and success, because that's, of course, what we're going to do. We're going to make sure we can sustain this. This becomes a new part of our lifestyle. So building healthy habits and rituals around your creative process can help you navigate challenges and setbacks with resilience, ensuring that you sustain your creative momentum over the long period of time. Now, we're not saying that you're never going to have writer's block, that you won't again one day say, hey, you know what, I'm running out of material, et cetera, et cetera. But here's an example. Salvador Dali, which was our last artist, a Spanish artist, very unconventional approach to accessing his subconscious mind. But it did help him to sustain a long period of creative success. By incorporating practices such as hypnagogic naps or dream journaling into your routine, you can tap into new sources of inspiration and maintain your creative momentum over longer periods of time, ensuring continued growth and innovation in your work. Now, of course, you need to educate yourself on what hypnagogic naps and dream journaling is about to see if that's something that works for you. I'll put some definitions down in the show notes and help you out a little bit. But listen, this was day one. And we want to jumpstart. Rome's not going to be conquered in one day. But this unleashing your creative potential, I believe, is the next logical step in what it is that we want to do for this year. Because let's say, for example, you're fairly certain on the direction you want to go, then it's fine. You can take the steps that we've put in place already with our course and with our deep work, you know, series and things like that, and you can start pressing forward. Or maybe you're not certain. You have all these tools, but you're not certain where your passions lie, and you need a little bit of help of unleashing your creative potential. This week is going to be pivotal for you because we're going to help you to unleash that, and you're going to get some ideas. You're probably going to get more ideas than you want, so make sure you got your pad and pencil and write these things down, and then you can go through a discerning process to determine what's going to work better for you. Because again, it's no one shoe fits all. This is something that I believe is going to help you. So listen to the podcast again. You're going to pick up something that you didn't the first time. I trust this has been helpful. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about unlocking creative blocks. Unlocking creative blocks. Thanks, guys, for hanging out with me. Make sure you haven't done so already. Subscribe to the podcast and share and with your family members, friends, loved ones, and associates. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you again soon. That's all for today's episode of Rethink. We hope that you've enjoyed this exploration of new ideas and perspectives and found valuable insights and strategies that you can apply to your life. Remember, you are the source of your own success and fulfillment. And by embracing new ways of thinking, you can unlock your true potential and, yes, create the life that you truly desire. Now, if you've enjoyed this episode, we encourage you to support the podcast by sharing it with your friends, your family members, your loved ones and associates, and even your followers on social media. Also, leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Lastly, don't forget to check out our show notes for free downloads and empowering ebooks that can help you on your journey of personal growth and empowerment. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. We look forward to exploring more ideas and insights with you in the next episode of Rethink.